Guys, I've got some alcohol next to me, and I'm drinking it.
Oh
Woo.
shit. I got some alcohol around me and I'm swimming in it.
Oh shit. You just
Yeah.
one-upped me, like majorly.
Yeah.
You were like Russ. I
I
am
was.
alcohol. Russ always
Oh,
one-ups
Valk
me.
is alcohol. She's.
Oh, Valka really one-upped us.
Yeah.
She like triple upped us.
We can't. We
What?
can't beat
Dun
that.
dun dun. No. Okay, so
Anyway.
it's like really late. We started late.
Yep.
Welcome to Lone
Thor.
Star.
We were too busy taking shots to get ready for this.
Yeah.
A lot of people dropped this week. I'm pissed.
Yeah.
Because my plans are
So.
ruined. Rochelle doesn't like it when her plans are ruined.
Rochelle is
Phone
not
got foiled
amused. Rochelle
is
again.
not amused. But we have 7 people. So we're gonna cut one so that my plans can kind of be in order. Kind of.
Yeah.
Wah, wah,
Wahaha.
wah.
So
Evil face.
tonight is get drunk and be somebody.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hee-ho.
Toby Keith. He sings that song. You should all look it up.
Yes. I know him actually. I know someone. Huh.
Yay.
Haha. Ha.
I'm excited.
Me
Me
too.
too.
Yeah.
I'm excited to announce next week's challenge.
Yeah. I'm excited to hear people
Yeah.
be pissed out
Drunk.
of their
They
minds.
better be extra
That
drunk.
too.
Yeah.
That too. People to be pissed at us. That's gonna be funny. All right.
Oh
Let's
no,
get this.
okay.
Oh, whoa, what were you gonna say,
I
Willie?
meant like pissed as in drunk.
Oh. I'm piss ass drunk.
Anyway,
All right.
let's go.
Goodbye.
Woo!
Goodbye. See you in 2 seconds.
Up first, we have Russ.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no hay to hold my head. That didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad. So I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled in my closet through my clothes and found my cleanest dirty shirt. Then I washed my face and combed my hair and stumbled down the stairs to meet the day. I'd smoked my mind the night before with cigarettes and songs that I'd been picking. But I lit my first and watched a small kid cussing at a can that he was kicking. Then I walked across the street and caught the Sunday smell of someone frying chicken. And Lord, it took me back to something that I'd lost somewhere, somehow along the way. On the Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. 'Cause there's something about a Sunday that makes your body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying that's half as lonesome as the sound. On the sleeping city sidewalks and Sunday mornings coming down. In the park, I saw a daddy with a laughing little girl that he was swinging. I stopped beside a Sunday school and listened to the song that they were singing. Then I headed down the streets, and somewhere far away a lonely bell was ringing. And it echoed through the canyons like the disappearing dreams of yesterday. On the Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. 'Cause there's something about a Sunday that makes your body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying that's half as lonesome as the sound on the sleeping city sidewalks and Sunday mornings coming down.
OMG, it's Russ.
Russell Gold. I'm in a good mood now. That song made me happy. It made me smile.
It was so funny.
Oh my god. This was like such lols.
I love how much you sounded like... You sound like a stumbling drunk the entire song, and it was so funny.
I know. Your energy was so good for this. Yeah. I wrote, OMG, so good.
Yeah.
Like, there was one part where you were like, you said, like, I'm wishing that you were, that I was stoned or something like that.
Yeah.
And, like, the emotion of that was just, like, so funny. Like, you were like, and I'm wishing I was stoned. It was just fantastic.
Yeah.
Like, I was just, like, unbelievably pleased with this. Me I just thought it was too. So funny.
Yeah. I thought it was sweet, too. I was like, aww.
I was like, aww, he comes from a broken home.
Totally yeah. Set the bar high, which was awesome.
It gave me the warm and fuzzies. And I'm glad you submitted, because I know, like, earlier you were saying that you were having trouble, like, juggling all the competitions and stuff.
Yeah.
With the holidays like, happening and all that. So,
you're just,
I'm
like,
really glad.
So good, Russ.
Yeah.
And, like, this show is, like, really good for you. Like, I know you were like, I don't know any country, but, like, this style is, like, so good
yeah,
for your voice.
I'm having fun, like, discovering country right now.
Yeah.
Discover
really
the country.
Yeah.
So.
It's so enjoyable. I loved it.
I loved this
I loved
a lot.
It.
I'm gonna listen to it again.
It was, like, kind of fantastic.
It was fantastical, kind of super special, awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't have any notes. I just drew a happy face under your name.
I didn't have any.
The only I had that one note about there's like that one note that seemed like a tiny bit low, and then we were like talking about it, and it was like major nitpicking.
Yeah,
I didn't even notice.
Major nitpicking.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
great good job, Russ.
Yay!
Yay!
Done.
Up next is the Dylan Collins.
Hit it, boys. Well, it was all that I could do to keep from crying. Sometimes it seems so useless to remain, but you don't have to call me darling. You never even call me by my name. Now you don't have to call me Miley Cyrus, and you don't have to call me Omi Pride. Have to call me Taylor Swift anymore, even though you're on my fighting side, and I'll hang around as long as you will let me, and I never in the rain. You don't have to call me darling, never even call me by my name. Well, I've heard my name a few times in your phone book. And I've seen it on signs where I play. But the only time I know I'll hear Dylan Collins though is when Jesus has his final judgment day. And I'll hang around as long as you will let me. And I never minded standing in the rain. Well, you don't have to call me darling. Darling, you never I wrote to her Shelly this week and I said I had the perfect song to sing for tonight. It was the perfect song to sing for alcohol around. She wrote back and said it was not the perfect song to sing for tonight because I hadn't said anything about mama or trains or trucks or prison or getting drunk. So I sat down and I recorded this verse and I'm going to send it to her now and prove to her this is the perfect song to sing for tonight. I feel obliged. Cause this is my theme, this is the alcohol theme. And if I can't do this, I can't do anything right. So Rochelle, this is for you. Well, I was drunk the day my mom got out of prison. And I went pick her up in the rain. But before I could get to the station in my pickup truck, oh, she got run over by a damned old train. And I'll hang around as long. You don't have to call me darling. Darling, you never even call me. Oh, I wonder why you don't call me. Why don't you ever call me by my name?
Darren
Carpenter.
Okay.
Oh boy.
So what is this, his sixth song about being drunk?
We've brought him back to his old ways.
Oh no, we're enablers.
Dun, dun, dun.
We are enablers. Oh, yeah. We're like the people that people in AA meetings tell the drunk people to stay away from.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, well.
I like this.
Me too.
This enjoyed me. I enjoyed it.
This enjoyed you.
I'm obviously drunk from many things.
From life.
From this was like really Valk's good. Presence being alcohol
and all. This was really good.
It was good.
I Oh, first of all, was there a mouse click at the beginning for you guys?
I didn't hear any. Maybe I wasn't paying attention.
I want to see if I can hear it.
Okay.
Oh my god, it's totally there.
Okay. Oh. So dun, dun, there's dun. A mouse click in the beginning, apparently.
Wait, one more time. Oh my god, yeah, definitely.
Oh my god,
Let's see.
Sorry, I had to check.
Okay, so There's that.
Also, the background singers were kind of like, I swear to God, you borrowed them from Jeffers.
Really?
Obviously.
I didn't get that. I got like womenly people. Womenly.
I guess they didn't sound as childish/chipmunkish.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought the background vocals were just kind of weird.
That was funny.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't like this really. Like, it sounded really strained on your voice, and it kind of annoyed me after a while. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, you always do that, like, strainy thing. Well, it's not a strainy thing. It's straining when you get to the higher notes. So. What were you going to say?
I was just going to say that, like, I mean, yeah, it was strainy for me, but I kind of liked it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I thought it, like, fit what he was trying to do for this song. Yeah. And
it was annoying me at first, actually, but then it grew on me because it got really funny.
It sounded like he was, like, trying to sing like he was drunk.
Yeah.
And that was, like, where the straininess and, like, kind of...
I mean, he does that all the time, though. Like,
well,
songs like this.
Yeah. It was just that emo-y thing that he does.
The emo thing that he does. Like, it's when you strain nice. And then, like, you play it off as if you're just really emotional.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't know. It annoyed me at first, and then it kept on annoying me, so, yeah.
In general, it annoys me. But for this song, I think it was good. But in general...
I don't know, that's never been something that's bothered me about Dylan's voice.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah. Like,
I really like his, like, lower parts, though.
Yeah, like, I don't think it was as prominent in other songs as it was in this one, but in this one it was,
really?
Like, really annoying.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
It was prominent.
I think
I
would have been irritated by now if
it
were, I don't know. Or maybe the song was just blah.
I liked the energy on this song, and...
I liked the energy.
I don't know, personally. Personally, I liked it, but
it made me laugh.
Yeah, the energy was good, but the strainy thing really got on my nerves.
Oh,
all right.
Okay. I like that. I like how you like sing all the lyrics as if they mean things, and then it makes me want to pay attention and listen to you. A lot of times when people sing, I just like kind of black out. And I liked that you talked to me. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I felt like you were being really personal by talking to me, and I felt like I really connected with the song.
What are you trying to say, Michelle?
What? What do you mean?
Are you saying that he likes you better than us?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Duh.
Okay. You can have him.
I'm just, like, better of the three.
Ever.
I have faded. It's fine.
Hmm?
I claim faded, so it's fine.
Oh,
fine, whatever.
Oh, you can have Russ, Lulu.
Oh, great.
Yay. Lulu.
Russ.
Oh, gold. So I wrote, I liked your country swagger. I liked the darlings a lot. Every time you said darling, I was like, yay.
I wrote that too. I said loved darlings.
Yeah. Me too.
Lulu, we're like in sync.
We're on the same page. Yeah. High five.
High five. Okay. I totally just hit my mic. I was like,
you're so smart. Oh, Michelle.
Yes?
Blow me away.
I'll blow you away any day, Lulu.
Oh, Michelle. Okay, and I also said your long play was iffy, like when you had the play and it was drawn out, but that was kind of nitpicky, and the way you said, I can't do anything right, when you were doing the talking part, aww, made me laugh out loud.
Yeah, that was funny. The talking part I liked a lot, yeah.
It was okay. So sad. I was like, oh, I just want to give you a hug. To tell you that you can do
so
things
funny.
Right.
Oh, okay. I'm done.
We're done. We should be done.
Done. Yes.